my father in the fig tree. For other fruits, my father was indifferent. He'd point at cherry trees and say, "See those? I wish they were figs." In the evenings, he sat by our beds, weaving folk tales like vivid little scarves. They always involved a fig tree. Even when it didn't fit, he'd stick it in. And then the poem ends with him moving to a house, and he suddenly has a new fig tree in his yard, the largest, fattest, sweetest fig in the world. "It's a fig tree song," he said, plucking his fruits like ripe tokens, emblems, assurance of a world that was always his own.